This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for the Buck Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Gang's all here. Wait, where's Road Dog? He's on the road. Okay. Nerney in the house. DT ready to go on this Thursday morning. The weekend almost here, folks. Glad you're with us here on Atlanta Sports Station, the college football voice of the South, the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And listen on the smart speaker brought to you by South Point Financial. 10 o'clock hour brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. So, Nerney, let's get to work.
Bucks big take.
The Braves should be in first place today, but they are not. Who's to blame? Well, I'd say it's the bad base running. A bad read, a poor jump, a lack of aggressiveness, and a lack of focus. Bad base running got us beat. In a word, unacceptable. This is the time of the year where little things can become huge. One mistake can cost you the division title. Next thing you know, you're in the wild card. And 1-2, you're gone. Season over. So wake up and don't get exposed. And there's your big take today. Yeah, you get exposed by the little things this time of the year. Season's running down. Postseason's approaching. And you're making mistakes that get you beat. No wonder we're in second place today. Let's hear from some of the Braves after the ball game last night. Austin Riley, in the middle of the base running blunders, talked about that base running error.
No, I mean, it was, you know, line drive up the middle, you know, first reaction is, you know, you got to freeze, you know, Garcia, you know, easily, you know, you could two steps away from, you know, making a dive and catch. You know, right there, it's tough to, you know, just to go on the fly. And then, you know, Wash was giving me the go the whole time, and then right at the last second, gave me the stop sign, and I think at that point, Contreras was already there. It's tough, you know, it happened to him.
Yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know. Let's hear from Stent after the game, see what he had to say about the base running mistake.
We shot ourselves in the foot too many times on the bases today to win a close game. You can't make the base running mistakes that we did and expect to win a close game. You have to zero in on the guy in front of you, nobody else, because he might fall, he might not see things the way everybody else does. So that your main focus is, you know, the guy in front of you when you're running the bases. And we weren't real aware of some situations today.
Said that right. I mean, there was talk about what's going to happen in spring training coming up the first of next year. There are going to be extra base running sessions. I mean, it's not that difficult. My goodness, this is Major League Baseball. This isn't Youth League Travel League. A little bit disappointing last night, yesterday.
We're going back to work on fundamentals.
Fortunately, the Mets got beat, so we remain one game back with only a handful of games to play. More on the Braves coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, I want to talk about Stetson Bennett and the college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett's a guy you can brag on. Do you know he's going to be 25 next month? And he's balling as a grown man. He's throwing that thing 30 times a game. And check out the accuracy. Stetson Bennett, 74% completion percentage. 64% a year ago. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. I like that ratio. He's only been sacked 1 time. And you know why? Because he's quick as a rabbit. I mean, this is a young Fran Tarkenton round. Elusive. Making plays an adventure. He's accurate on the move, too, just like a young Fran Tarkenton. Saw some highlights of Fran. I pulled it up last night. Didn't get to see him playing when he was with the Giants. I was a little too young. So I pulled up the highlight reel, and boy, I tell you what, Fran looks like Stetson Bennett. And look up right now. How about Stetson? He's in the Heisman running. And for good reason. Dude's lighting it up. Look at the total QBR stats. Stetson Bennett right now, number 5 in college football. Take that, Tebow. There are only 4 quarterbacks playing at a higher level than Stetson right now, the mailman. Out of like 130, he's number 5. And he hadn't even played in the 4th quarter yet. Dogs are laying the hammer down. What do I love about Bennett? Well, I like the way he distributes the ball. I mean, look around. He's got McIntosh, 31 touches. You got Bowers, 11. McConkey, 13. Kyaris Jackson, 6. Darnell Washington, 5. Add Mitchell. Get healthy, man. We need you. Mitchell, 5 touches. And FanDuel, got Stetson right now, number 5 on the Heisman watch. Talk about respect. And it's a good time to be Stetson Bennett. Reports out there saying he's going to clean up this year money-wise, on pace to make $1 million, Nerney, with the NIL money. $1 million playing college football. And how about those touchdown runs this past Saturday? That scramble where he stuck that ball out and got the pylon for the touchdown. Then how about that RPO a little later in the game where he kept it, made that cut, that defender dropped his jock strap. I don't even think they wear those anymore, but he dropped it. Stetson cruised on into the end zone. 5'11", 190. And nobody's having more fun than Stetson Bennett right now. I don't believe. There's your college football nugget today. Stetson Bennett, the mailman. Getting it done, brother. You know, I think the jump up in performance level is just the experience and the confidence that comes along with it. I mean, a year ago, he's thrown in there. JT Daniels, some kind of problem he was having with Kirby. Stetson got that opportunity. Well, I tell you, you look at him a year later, and he just looks more comfortable, more confident. The experience means so much to a quarterback. Stetson's getting the job done these days, brother. People are paying attention, too. 404-231-1680, the phone number. You want to jump in here, man, we always appreciate you calling the show and being a part of the show. Makes it a little more fun when you dive in and let us hear what you're thinking about. Got some Falcons talk coming up in a moment. Falcons fans, if you're a school teacher and could use an extra $500, attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Jarrett want to help you out this football season. Each Falcons game, Ken is donating $500 to teachers throughout the state of Georgia. To register to win, go to attorneykennugent.com. One call. That's all. And in this day and time, who couldn't use another $500 besides Stetson? Nerney, you could use $500, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could use $50.
DT, how about $500, man? Could you use that kind of money?
It works for me.
Man, and I could use it too. I got a call on the way to work today as I was stuck in that traffic on 400. Got a call from my son saying his car broke down on the way to school.
Oh, that's a good way to start your day.
Yeah, check engine light coming on. And when we got this thing before we bought it, it couldn't have been 3 months ago, where we took it to, the experts, and they said, yeah, man, this thing's looking good. So we pulled the trigger on it. Now we got the check engine light on. I could use that $500. That would come in handy right now. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to have that college football and NFL top five, some Falcons talk. Got three big things for the Bulldog Roundtable, and we'll chop it up. And I'm determined we're going to take some phone call before we get out of here today. 404-231-1680, the number. It's the Buck Ballew Show on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Got the Ballew Show on The Fan. Hopefully your day's going great. Another gorgeous day in Atlanta. Hope you got to work on time this morning. Another big Friday night of high school football coming up. We want you to check it out this Friday night. Tune in to Extra 106.3 or download that Extra app and check out Langston Hughes High taking on Douglas High at 7:30. Got Chris Mooneyham and Doug Conkle giving you the game action. Then afterwards, we've got the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show with Westy and Brandon Joseph. And they've got scores and updates from around the state of Georgia. Friday night football game of the week and the Georgia Power High School Scoreboard Show. They are powered by Georgia Power and presented by Truist, Marco's Pizza, the University of West Georgia, and Fox 5 Atlanta. All right, I'm ready for the top five. Are you?
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Ballew's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Go, DT, go, go, go.
All right, Buck. We got a mostly deep south top five here, talking about college football. One of the old classic rivalries, maybe not what it used to be, College Game Day. Are they in Tennessee and Florida? Okay.
Knoxville.
I didn't realize that. All right. Who will be their guest picker? Who you got?
Well, as I understand it, they reached out to Dolly Parton. Dolly not going to be able to make it, unfortunately. Unavailable. Imagine being unavailable for ESPN College Game Day.
She's a busy lady, but she'd be great. That'd be great.
I guess she's got reservations at Calhoun's on the River. So Dolly's out. I'm not sure who's in. Maybe that guy with the wife beater T-shirt will come on again. Oh, he's on every week now, though, isn't he?
You talking about every Tennessee fan? What?
No, I'm just teasing. What's the next one?
We'll move down. All right, staying in the deep south, Buck. Talking about Brian Harsin over at Auburn. How would you rank Brian Harsin as a recruiter?
Terrible.
Is that what Charles Barkley would say?
Yeah, Barkley. Even though Barkley's an Auburn man, he'd probably say it was terrible. You know, I was reading something, Alabama Live, I think it was, last night. And what the Athletic is what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, the Athletic. And Alabama right now, their high school senior class, this current recruiting class, this is a generational class over in Alabama of high school football players.
Okay, you got to take advantage of that.
They've got 7 5-stars. Seven.
Really? Just in the state of Alabama?
They've got 11 top 100 prospects. And Brian Harsin, he's dropping the ball on this. They had some of the high school coaches around the state, and one of them was pointing out that they have not seen Brian Harsin yet. How long's he been on the job?
Long enough now.
This is embarrassing. I mean, if you're Brian Harsin, you got zero contacts when you took the job in the state of Alabama. The first thing you should have done is jump in the car, get on the airplane, find a helicopter, and go visit the top high schools in the state of Alabama to meet the coach, get to know the coach, and start establishing some connections. This is a fireable offense to me. And I know they don't have an athletic director yet. They fired him, too. But if I heard this about my new coach, that he had not been in to see some of the high school coaches at their high school, that, to me, that's a fireable offense. I'm sorry. Gone. Nick Saban's got to be laughing at this.
Probably taking advantage, I would imagine, too.
All right, what else you got?
All right, staying in the deep south, moving over. I guess on a different hand, Buck, I understand you think Lane Kiffin is a master marketer. Tell us about this.
Well, if you hadn't noticed, Lane Kiffin, what he does, he comes out in Ole Miss gear for the first half of the game.
Okay.
All right, and it's looking good, man. He's got the latest and greatest. And you know what? If I was a head coach of one of these colleges, I would have the latest, too. Well, at halftime, he changes.
Ooh.
You don't see any other coach doing this in college football. I have not seen another coach doing this. He changes and comes out with a whole new look in the second half. And a lot of the times, it's a brand new hoodie. Like at Tech last week, he had that.
So, yeah, what was
powder
that?
Powder blue T-shirt in the first half.
Then he had the white hoodie at the end
then
of the game.
Then he had the white hoodie the second half.
Some kind of slogan on the front, I remember.
He's got all the latest gear. This is a little like Road Dogg with all the new Georgia gear that he gets.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have to pay for it, then flaunt it, right?
Well, they're trying to sell it. I believe it's the Oxford T-shirt company that he's doing business with.
Mm.
He must be getting a cut of the action.
Master marketer Lane Kiffin. All right, Buck, we'll move on. Still staying in the deep south, just going to professional football. Buck, when was the last time the Falcons did something amazing?
Amazing.
Something good. Something real good.
Last Sunday. You didn't see this?
Amazing?
Yeah, they blocked a punt.
They did, actually, yes. Scored a touchdown, too.
The first time in 32 years.
That's unbelievable.
The Falcons blocked a punt. 1990. The last time the Falcons blocked a punt.
Nice to see something out there.
Now, tell me, Nerney, you're not practicing this during the week? Do you not care about this? How can a football team go 32 years without blocking a punt? Please.
Well, I think they were just waiting to draft the right middle linebacker who specialized in apparently blocking punts at Anderson.
Who, that rookie Troy Anderson?
Yeah, man, he's showing up.
He is so raw that they can't put him in on defense.
Nice to see him on the field.
Well, at least he's doing something. I mean, what was he, a second-round draft pick?
Yeah, and Lo Carter, too. I mean, for a veteran guy, I mean, it takes a little bit of extra to get some of these veterans to produce on special teams. And, you know, he was right in the mix as well, helping out on some of those plays.
He almost broke that dude's leg.
Yeah, it looked good taking that thing to the house.
But how much skill does it take, right, when the snap of the ball happens?
Yeah, that's a lot of
effort.
And
nobody blocks you, and you block the punt. I'm not sure we need to be giving Troy Anderson a lot of credit. Hey. I'm just stunned you could go 32 years playing football without blocking a kick.
Literally, that's almost unbelievable.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, not to be so pessimistic, but you weren't forcing a lot of teams to punt the ball, so maybe you didn't get a lot of practice at it.
There you go. Now that's making some sense.
All right, let's leave the Falcons and go back to trashing
the
SEC teams. Yeah, let's go make fun of it. Florida head coach Billy Napier. Buck, I understand. Does he have a problem this weekend with the Volunteers?
Or got a problem.
What is the problem?
Well, his dad's a Tennessee fan.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, I understand it. Napier grew up in Chatsworth, Georgia. That's where Ladd McConkey's from. Up there right on the Georgia-Tennessee line.
So, yeah, not far from Knoxville.
So Napier grew up with his dad cheering for Tennessee.
Is dad cheering for Tennessee this weekend?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Dad, can you put it aside for 1 weekend a year?
Yeah, that's tough.
Quit singing Rocky Top, because, look, your son's now the head coach at Florida.
We don't need you
pulling for the Volunteers anymore.
A real Tennessee man pulling for the Gators.
There's Napier's dad standing up, pumping his fist. And they say, oh, hold on, my son's the coach at Florida now. All right, there's your top five today.
Ooh.
Come on, Harson. Don't you think, Nernie, that's embarrassing?
Bucks top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
I mean, I thought Dan Mullen was terrible when it came to recruiting. As it turns out, Napier's worse than Mullen. How do you take a job like that and not go hit up all the high schools you can get to in the state of Alabama?
Isn't that why an SEC job is the pinnacle? Because you have such a fantastic recruiting base, and just when you walk into a high school, people are paying attention.
Well, again, he had no contacts. You would think the first thing he would do is go get some contacts. Totally embarrassing. No wonder they're trying to run his butt off. This doesn't make good sense. Let's talk a little Falcons football, folks.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, I want to get back to this Kyle Pitts not touching the football, not being targeted. Nernie, I want to hear from Kyle Pitts first. As Pitts, a lot of people using this audio soundbite yesterday of him saying that he's not frustrated yet.
I feel like it's been fine just going out there and just, you know, playing selfless ball and just opening up for somebody else. And, you know, if the ball doesn't find my way in one play, you know, I may find it the next series or the next quarter. So, but I'm not, you know, necessarily being very anal about that.
Yeah, not yet. Just give him time, because he's going to keep hearing about it everywhere he goes. How come they're not throwing you the football, Kyle? What's going on, man? One touchdown. One. Very few targets. What in the world's happening, man?
I don't know, man. I'm not frustrated. You know, I'm not selfish. We're losing, and I'm not touching the ball, but right now I'm still okay with it.
I think Arthur Smith yesterday was asked about this again. Did he snap at somebody? Let's hear from Arthur.
He's been targeted as a primary plenty, but that doesn't necessarily mean the ball is going to go there. People are going to sit there. It's not just double team, so that's where it's hard. I mean, that's what makes football so great. There's a lot of different variables, and so you get these advanced stats, advanced analytics, and I don't want to sound like I'm taking a shot. I'm not taking a shot. But if people are going to funnel you in there and some of those match shell coverages, right, well, there's somewhere it's exposed, and that's why you're seeing success with other people. And so, again, it's not just the traditional double teams and man, and they're sitting there like that. And so you get the guys that get the snapshot, like, ooh, he's not double. Nah, that's not necessarily the case. He has certain coverages, and there's progressions, and there's reads.
Excuses.
Who cares?
Smart football coaches, offensive football coaches, game planners, play callers, have a Waffle House menu that they've laminated. And it is a menu of plays, players. I'm sure he's got a category on that sheet where he's covering up his mouth on the sidelines. And in that category is ball to Kyle Pitts. Why not call some of those plays where the ball's not going anywhere else but Kyle Pitts?
Buck, do you really think they schemed up at that the end of the game the other day for Bryan Edwards to be the target down on the goal line when Jalen Ramsey made that really, really good play? But, I mean, I don't know how much of this is on the coaches and how much of this is just Marcus is not finding Kyle Pitts himself.
Well, how about Todd Monken with Georgia last weekend? Did you see how many times their best playmaker touched the ball early in the first quarter? Brock Bowers, did you see that? They were scheming up to get the ball to Brock Bowers. Apparently, they're not doing that at the next level, the professional level, with their first-round pick. I mean, my goodness, I think the first play of the game against Seattle, I'd have some play where the ball's going to Pitts. I'm just saying.
And we did see that. Remember in preseason, you know, the few plays that Kyle was in there, they did take some shots down the field to him. And you kind of thought that, so, okay, well, here's what's to come. So, yeah, from that standpoint, yeah, there's definitely some warranted frustration. Hey.
Why not just line up and throw in the hitch route right off the bat? Get him the ball early.
I said from the beginning, between him and Drake London and Bryan Edwards when he wants to go up and compete for a ball, go play 500 with these guys. I mean, you have some really – I mean, who's covering Kyle Pitts at 6'6"? You know, just throw the ball up to these guys.
I mean, they got to be scheming not to get the ball to him.
Do you remember 500? It's like the tennis ball. You throw it up in the air to a group of kids and – you'd yell out a certain amount of points, and
yeah,
you try to add it up to 500. It's great at the bus stop.
Kyle's not frustrated yet. He's going to be, though. And it makes you look really foolish as the game planner, the play caller, which is the head coach, Arthur Smith. I give Arthur Smith an F. I do give him an F on that. You know, and I know I've seen the write-ups this week already. We've had pro Atlanta Falcons, shameless homers covering the Falcons. Well, they had 16 routes of Kyle Pitts in the inline tight end spot. They've had 19 plays where he's been in the slot. They've had 16 plays with him split out wide in a wide receiver position. Yeah, and he's caught, what, three balls? And he's blocking more in 2022. Oh, that's wonderful. Let's use the fourth pick in the first round to get a guy that can come in and block. Makes no sense at all. Tell you what, if I was game planning and calling plays, I would have schemed him open 10 times in the first half last Sunday. And our brilliant head coach, who's got a short fuse, obviously, can't get him the ball or is not interested in getting him the ball. Don't get me upset on this Thursday morning. Do you have a drop like that for every day of the week, Nernie?
I'm sure we could come up with
something. Normally it's Monday after seeing my Falcons play on Sunday. That's the day of the short fuse.
He's got plenty of Buck anti-Falcon drops, I promise.
And you know what we're going to have to do this week is we're going to have to watch this offensive tackle we passed on in the first round of this year's draft, Charles Cross, play left tackle for the Seattle Seahawks, who took Cross the pick after the Falcons took another big receiver. I give that pick an F. His pass blocking win rate, I was seeing yesterday, was a perfect 18 for 18. Sounds like a guy we could use on the line of scrimmage. We're not frustrated yet, though.
I think our first-round pick has been quite productive himself, though, in Drake London.
Well, yeah, he's been productive. But, you know, if it was 7-on-7, I would feel a little better about things. Yeah. But you got to win on the line of scrimmage. And apparently Fontenot doesn't realize that yet. My Falcons. Good grief. Nernie, let's do a Bulldog Roundtable. What do you say?
Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Hal Glaude, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Bulldogs this week, number one in college football. Looking like the best team in college football this year so far. Biggest games down the road, they loom 1st of December. Run into Alabama. We'll find out what type of game Georgia really has. But until then, we'll continue to cheer them on if you're a Bulldog man. I've got three big things that are going on with Georgia right now to help make them number one in college football. And a couple of things that Alabama's not doing as the number two team in college football. Number one, the Dogs right now have zero turnovers. They hadn't turned the ball over once. A little tough to lose when you got that kind of talent and you're not turning the ball over. Big thing number two. Bulldogs on third down, offensively, have been lights out. And a lot of this has to do with the guy that I was bragging on earlier, you know, the mailman, showing up on time and delivering on third down. The money down, as Kirby Smart and the boys call it over in Athens, they are 19 of 32 on third down conversions. Let me go ahead and do the math for you, 59%. Keep those drives going. Putting together long scoring drives when you're converting on third down. Driving the opponent crazy on defense. Then the third thing they're doing, which is night and day different than what Alabama's bringing to the Crimson Tide fans right now, the penalties. Georgia, less than five per game. They've got 14 penalties so far. Alabama, 27. Twice as many as the Bulldogs right now. I'll tell you, Nick Saban, he's got to get it cleaned up, folks. Kirby Smart must be doing something right over there in Athens. Hadn't turned it over once, converting 59% of third downs, and showing a lot of discipline, penalties, or the lack thereof, 14 in three games. I think Alabama had more than that in the first game of the season. Or was it the second? Yeah, the Texas game. Had laundry all over the field, yellow laundry. Bulldogs, keep those three things up. They're going to be tough to beat. Really tough to beat. I think the defense on third down is really getting the job done, too. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to chop it up, talk about our Atlanta Braves. We've got to get that base running figured out. And we can't afford to be losing any more games like that. More to come. Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Got Nick and Chris lined up. Coming up next at the top of the hour. And I've got Finn texting me here during the show. I do that to him sometimes, too. And Finn says, Buck, hey, man, the Falcons, they blocked some punts when I was playing for the Falcons. Just no scooping scores is what it was. So I had it partially right. It's been 100 years since we blocked a punt, scooped, and scored. Thanks, Finn. We appreciate you helping me out. I think Finn may have blocked one. Or he should have. And, you know, Finn was getting more targets back then than Kyle Pitts is getting right now. I got somebody saying, come on, Blue, stop it with that. 404-231-1680, the number you want to get in here. Come on, man, give me one call before the show's over today. Say, Blue, quit picking on your Falcons. Or quit being so hard on the base running mistakes by the Atlanta Braves.
Negative, negative, negative.
No, we did have a positive show earlier this week. DT, what day was it? Tuesday? We did the positive show?
Yeah, nothing but positive vibes out of the Buck Blue show on Tuesday. So once a week, you're going to get
positive shows. I would prefer to do like 5 days in a row of positive shows.
It seems like the only time we really get all that negative is when we talk about the Falcons too much.
Well, our bad base running, the Falcons are bringing to the table right now.
That was an ugly game yesterday for the
Browns. Yeah, I just, Austin got a really poor jump as if he thought that guy was really going to catch that ball. I mean, it looked like to me that was off and running at the crack of the bat. And then you got Contreras running the bases behind him, and he's not paying attention to what Austin's doing. When Austin stops at the last moment, goes back to third base, you got Contreras so far out. So far off the base that he's out. And then Vaughn Grissom, too, with a blunder yesterday. 404-231-1680, the number. Garth is our caller today on the Blue Show. Hello, Garth. What's going on, man?
Oh, hold on. DT's still talking to Garth.
Oh, he's still talking to him.
Hurry up, Derek.
Okay. All right. All right, let's go.
I don't think we're going to go.
Oh, we're not taking Garth?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was determined to take one phone call today on the show. Maybe we can get somebody else on here. Jason or Gary. Well,
Let's just put Garth on and see what he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Garth, welcome to the show, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Buck. I know you're going to be in Athens this weekend with the dogs.
Right.
Coach Dooley's going to be there, and Mark Mitchell. It's going to be a real nice get together. I was just going to comment on Coach Dooley's book about the 34 plays.
Right.
And the 34 other thing. I can't remember what it was, but it was
34 plays and players. Well, must 34. Be. I mean, why else would he have 34 of those things? Yeah.
Got to be 34, right?
Yeah. Stop in and see us 9:30 to 11:30 over at the UGA bookstore prior to the game on Saturday. We'll be in there selling those books.
I'm going to try to do that. All right, Buck.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you, Garth. Kenneth joins us on the Buck Blue Show. Kenneth, what's on your mind today, man? Let's get it out. Kenneth, you ready?
Yes.
What you got today?
Well, I just wanted to say everything Buck said is true about this and the base running. I also just wanted to say that I know exactly where I was when Buck hit Lindsey for the touchdown against Florida back in...
Yeah.
I was coming up 85 from Columbus. Never forget it.
Did you blow the horn? We appreciate the call, brother. We appreciate it. I remember when I was, too, where I was that particular moment. All right, let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, chopping up. We got Max Fried going tonight.
Against Philadelphia.
Wonder if old Kincaid's going to be there. I doubt it. Phillies are heading south. So Fried gets the start tonight. They pushed him back one day, get him the start tonight. So we will see him again in Washington the day after the Braves go to the White House in Game 3 of that series. And that will have Max Fried lined up to pitch in the finale here in Atlanta at Truist Park against the lousy, stinking Mets on Sunday, October the 2nd. Now, I like that. Good job, Snit. Talk about positive. Line this thing up, man. We need our best guys going. We got Fried going in the finale, which could be huge. Great job, Snit. And Strider, no, I'm not concerned about Strider. Oblique soreness? Come on, man. I mean, seriously? They're trying to position him to get the game to start against the Mets on Saturday, October the 1st. So we get our best guys going in this three-game series against the Mets when the Bravos come on back home. And I tell you what, I hope one of the Braves, when they see Biden next Monday, I hope they ask him why they jerked the All-Star game out of Atlanta. I hope somebody asks him that. And that's us chopping it up today. Which gives us time for another call, man. Derek, what do you say? Let's bring on another caller. Jason joins us on the Fan, Buck Belue Show. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Buck, how you doing?
Man, we're doing pretty good.
Well, just a little late addition to the chopping it up. I wanted to address a part that I think could be a weakness in the playoffs, which is the bullpen.
Oh, Lord.
With Kelly Jansen not being able to hold runners, that's going to be a big problem in playoff baseball. Got a lot of talent in AAA that would be immediate starters for any other team, pretty much. And Freddie Tarnock, who's got really good stuff. Victor Vodnik, who throws 100.
What about Iglesias? We made the trade to get him in here. He's going to be the closer the next 3 years.
I like Iglesias. I think he's a good setup, and I think he could be a better closer than Jansen for sure. But I really, really like some of these young arms. And even if you put Soroka in there as a bullpen arm, I think he could be a boost as well.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for listening to the show. Go Braves. No more base running mistakes tonight. All right, the final word. Earlier this week, I talked about my quarterback at South Forsyth High School, Ty Watkins, a senior, and was totally entertained with the performance out of both quarterbacks last Friday night in Athens at Clark Central. South Forsyth left with a 41-34 win. Didn't have the stats for Ty Watkins on Monday when I brought his name up. I've got him now. Ty was 16-24 for 300. And a touch. Ran it 14 times for 80 yards and two touchdowns. And had a 49-yard touchdown catch and run. And I'm looking around at all these outlets around Metro Atlanta that recognize the player of the week. And I don't see Ty Watkins' name on any of those lists. How can that be? How can it be? Threw for 300. Ran for 80. Caught a touchdown pass and led the team to a fourth quarter comeback victory on the road against Clark Central. I tell you what, Ty Watkins is the Buck Belue Show Player of the Week this week. There you go. All right, that's going to do it for my show today. Nick and Chris are coming up next. We're going to do it tomorrow on Friday, 10 to 11. Hope you'll join me then. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.